today here on Cincy Business Talk with Mike Roth, Cincinnati's most experienced Sandler trainer. We'll be talking to business leaders about how they have grown their businesses and people. We discuss new strategies, tactics, and philosophies which lead to positive growth in our marketplace. Our program is sponsored by Sandler Training by Roth & Associates. Each week, we'll talk with our best Cincinnati area top executives about their tools and insights. Our regular listeners will be given the edge that will help them win in a competitive environment in which we live. Simple solutions to complex problems, which challenge all of us, are rarely correct. We will address complex problems or opportunities with appropriate solutions. If you have questions or comments, contact Mike at mikeroth@rothconsulting.net or call Mike at 513-753-9400. Now your host, Cincinnati's most experienced Sandler trainer, Mike Roth.
Thanks, Scott. This is Mike Roth. I'm here today with Ryan Mitten of Ultimate Air Shuttle. Thanks for joining us, Ryan.
Thanks for having me, Mike. Good to be here.
Good. Before we get started, I figured I'd tell everyone what's coming up on the show, a couple of Sandler events. Next week, we have a residential realtor, Scott Davis, from Tanklore. On a week from today, we're going to have Steve Bunnell and his wife, Beth, with an exciting new business called Changing It Forward. It's an exciting story. Next, on October. On April 18th, we're going to have Jim Miller from Steve Schaefer & Associates. They're an engineering firm. On the 19th of April, we're going to have Kevin Alleman from System 4. He's the CEO of System 4, which is a small office janitorial company. Then on the 25th of April, we have Sister Jean Bissett, the president of DePaul Cristo High School. That's the work-study high school that's new here in Cincinnati. I think it's a fantastic idea. Then we're going to have Ben Moore, who owns a company called Agent Technologies. They're a cloud-based CRM and ERP vendor. And then the last one we'll talk about, well, maybe one more after her, is Janelle Ross. She is the president of Bob Ross Auto Group, which owns a number of dealerships up in the Centerville area, including Mercedes-Benz. And back into May, we're going to have Alfonso Conejo from the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. He's always an interesting guy to be around. Okay, Sandler events coming up. Let's see, we have a cold call camp coming up in May. I should see the date of, but I don't. There it is. It's the cold call camp in May is May 22nd. And we will be starting a new series of the Sandler Foundations course in early May. Okay, if any of that sounds interesting to you, call our office at 753-9400 and get the full details. Let me tell everyone a little bit about Ryan. Ryan arrived at Ultimate Air Shuttle with a diverse background in sales and marketing and in hotel management. Ryan has brought his experience of running various hotel properties across the country and his experience in advertising and marketing to Ultimate Air, and he joined them in the summer of 2011. I got that right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
Seems like yesterday.
Yeah, so it's getting close to 2 years.
That's right.
Ryan's experience includes assignments as general manager for the Marriott and Hilton Hotel brands, as well as a key account manager for the Cincinnati Inquirer. A lot of Cincinnati Inquirer sales refugees I've talked to over time. He's also a fundraising manager for the food and beverage company for the Cincinnati Reds. What was that all about?
That was my first job out of college. It was kind of a fun dream job, and got to help, you know, basically go out and find nonprofit groups to work at the ballpark to raise money for their cause.
Oh, that's the thing where they work a refreshment stand.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I've run into fellow Rotarians working the stand when I went to get a hot dog, and I thought that was, when I first got to town, I thought that was really strange.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people don't realize that, and I don't know what the number is now, but roughly 80-85% of those concession stands are operated by volunteers.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So that's another show topic for you.
That's great, yeah. You'll have to introduce me to the current guy. We'll bring out the downtown Cincinnati Rotary Club. We'll man a refreshment stand. Did you know Owen Rassman?
No.
He's president of the Reds Foundation.
He's
in the Rotary. Okay. Ryan is responsible as the regional manager for sales, marketing, media relations, and development of an implementation of the shuttle program in Cincinnati, Chicago, Morristown, New Jersey, Manhattan, and Charlotte, North Carolina. That's a big territory.
It is.
I bet they put you on the company jet to go between the markets.
I am very privileged to say that when I travel, I do travel on our jet.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bad commute, I will say that.
Good. You're a graduate of Ohio University at Oxford and lives in...
Miami University.
Okay.
Yeah. Big rivals. You don't want to mix that up.
Okay. Yes. Take two. Ryan is a graduate of Miami University.
There you go.
At Oxford, Ohio.
That's right.
And lives in Taylor Mill, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay. Why don't you tell our audience a little bit about how the Ultimate Air Shuttle here in Cincinnati came into being? Because this project is probably not much more than 2 years old.
Well, this summer will be 4 years since
4 years it's been flying.
Mm-hmm. Since we launched New York City, which was the first city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's an interesting story. There was the business community saw that there was a need for an alternative in terms of air travel in the city. And we all know some of the frustrations that have been here in the city and CVG, and some of the cuts that have occurred. So. We've been doing private charter since...
I was just through the airport. It was a ghost town. Come on, let's be honest.
You're right. And, we've been doing private charter since... the company's been around since 1984 and decided to give the shuttle program a try here in Cincinnati because of the business community and the number of Fortune 500 companies that are headquartered in the city.
So the New York-Cincinnati shuttle was the first one that... Ultimate put into service?
That's absolutely right. And
then, mm-hmm.
A little over a year later, Chicago came on board.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, now we do Charlotte as well. So we're flying to three different cities out of Cincinnati's Lunkin Airport.
Mm-hmm. And how many aircraft do you guys have in the shuttle program?
Well, the shuttle program, we use three aircraft, but we have eight
mm-hmm.
in our fleet. You know, the other aircraft are obviously doing our on-demand private charter. And, that's what's unique about it is the folks that are flying on the shuttle program are experiencing the same jet and the same service that our private on-demand clients are experiencing on the other side of business.
Mm-hmm. What degree of occupancy do you have on the shuttle planes?
We have 30 seats. So,
oh, it's that big.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed it had four engines, so...
Yeah, it's...
looked a little bigger than a seven-seater.
30 seats, and, we're very excited to say that, New York and Chicago and even Charlotte now, most of the time those 30 seats are full. So we encourage people to book at least 2 weeks out to
mm-hmm.
make sure that they're going to get a seat on the jet.
Yeah, so you're booking 2 weeks out, and... was there a real advantage in booking more than 2 weeks out? I know the other airlines, the further away from your travel date you book, the less you're going to pay.
Right.
How does that work with Ultimate?
Well, that's what's unique about what we do, and I guess it would make sense to back up a little bit and kind of explain, exactly what it is. You know, the shuttle program is a public charter that flies 4 days a week to those three cities. And what's unique about it is the amenities that you get with the experience. Free parking just steps away from the jet. Free and unlimited baggage, which, as you know, is unheard of. Now you're paying sometimes by your own weight, especially with the luggage.
Well, if you're on Samoan Airlines, you're paying by the kilo. But I just paid $25 for a bag on Delta this weekend.
And so all those things are in our, built in our pricing. We have all-inclusive pricing, which you know leads into the answer to your question. We have one price, and that price doesn't change. And we do that because we want to keep it simple. And, you know, when you look at our pricing, it's very easy to see and very folks quickly realize that, you know, our pricing is very competitive with the commercial airlines. In fact, when you look at commercial flights out of CVG, sometimes a week or less in, you'll find that we're actually less expensive than a first class ticket. So with us, you're less cost and you're getting all those amenities. And by far the biggest appeal for our customers and what we hear time and time again, why folks choose us, is the time savings. You only need to show up 15 minutes before the jet leaves. So I always say, you know, we're saving people at least 2 to 3 hours a day from sitting in an airport terminal. You have to ask yourself, you know, what is the value of your time? And I think we'll all agree sitting 2 to 3 hours anywhere, especially in airports, is a frustration.
Having done that last week,
absolutely.
Yes. Absolutely. But also being a firstborn, you have to be there at least an hour before the flight.
Exactly.
Because you never know what the TSA line is going to be like. I understand you don't have a TSA line.
We don't have a TSA line. We do a TSA check behind the scenes when you book. So when you book with us, we actually gather some personal information, including your birth date. And that's all cross-referenced with the Do Not Fly list.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the security check that takes place for a public charter.
Okay, so it's really officially called a public charter.
That's exactly what it is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Which 4 days a week do you fly?
So New York and Chicago flies Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. And Charlotte flies Monday through Thursday. All three cities, we leave early in the morning, anywhere, depending on the city, between 6:30 and 7:30. And we return back from those cities in the evening, with the exception of Charlotte on Monday. But the reason we do that is we give folks the opportunity to go into the cities out of Cincinnati, do a full day's worth of work, and be able to come back into Cincinnati in time for dinner. Because
The same day.
Because you're not, like I said, spending, you know, countless hours in an airport. So think about it. You know, our New York flight, for example, you need to get to New York and to Manhattan for the day. Our service allows you to show up at Lunkin Airport at 6:15. The jet departs at 6:30. You're parking right outside the jet, so there's no parking hassle.
Mm-hmm.
It's free.
Are you leaving through the main terminal building at Lunkin or one of the other buildings?
We have one of the other buildings. It's referred to as an FBO, which is a fixed base operation. It's an old military term.
Mm-hmm.
And our FBO is at 4700 Airport Road. It's just down past the main terminal.
Mm-hmm.
But you show up there in the morning and you show your ID to the captain, and you get on, and in the next, you know, in the next hour and 15 minutes, you're landing in Morristown, New Jersey, which is where we fly into the New York area.
Morristown, New Jersey isn't exactly like Teterboro, which is across the river.
It's a very easy 45-minute commute into the city. And what's unique about New York is we actually have a very nice ground service that you can book through us, where you can actually, as soon as you land, drive right in the city. We drop you off right at Penn Station, and then from there, you can get anywhere. As you know, in New York City, there's taxi, train, you name it. You can get around the city fairly easy. The nice thing about that service is when we come back home, we'll bring you back to the airport. So,
but you have 30 seats on the plane, you said, and how big is the limo?
Well, the limo size is dependent on how many use the transportation. We will accommodate everyone. But it's interesting, Mike, a lot of folks that use our New York, quote, New York service never go into the city. There's a lot of business that takes place in that Morristown, in that New Jersey area. So a lot of our folks are getting rental cars, or, you know, they've arranged their own transportation. But that is also the nice thing about, you know, what we do in terms of transportation. We will help you with your rental car, and that rental will be waiting for you almost jet side, just on the other side of the fence for you to go where you need to go. So we'll handle all that for you as well.
So you touch down in New York, Morristown, New Jersey, mm-hmm. at what time?
So you would be in Morristown by 8:30.
8:30, and then they have to go across the George Washington mm-hmm. Bridge.
Actually, no, because we're leaving at 6:30, so you're getting there by 8 o'clock. And, you know, you can be in the city by 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
You do a full day's worth of work. You catch our shuttle van back into Morristown, and you're in Cincinnati at 7:30. Mm-hmm. And I've done it many times. It's pretty interesting to be sitting in your home at 7:30.
Having done a full day.
I was in Times Square today.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Ryan, we have to take a short commercial break here. Ryan has agreed to take questions from the audience. The call-in number today is the same as always. It's 646-595-4916. Let's listen to Tom Manning talk about a program that he and I are going to be doing starting late in April.
This is Mike Roth. I'm here today with Tom Manning to talk about the new program that Tom and I are going to do in April, May, and June called
Engage 2013.
This is a program designed for company owners and CEOs. We'll start by saying the program is designed to integrate sales and marketing and make investments in both much more cost-effective, returning a higher ROI. Tom, why don't you tell everyone why we're doing the program?
Well, Mike, we noticed a long time ago that small and medium-sized companies, their sales and marketing are not really working in a coordinated fashion. Sales might be telling customers one thing. Marketing might have a completely different message. So we're trying to get sales and marketing in alignment, working together and becoming more efficient.
What are people going to learn in these 3 days?
Well, Mike, we have a three-day workshop series that are spread out over 3 months. It's the last Wednesday of April, May, and June 2013. The first session is April 24th, coming up here fairly soon, and we're going to be discussing sales and marketing strategy. We're trying to get the sales department and marketing department working together so that their performance is improved.
So we're going to get some strategy alignment. Tell us about what's going to happen on day two.
Day two is coming up May 29th, and there we're going to work on tactics, some actual tactical programs that you can implement. We're going to talk about explore 25 different prospecting methods. Not all of them are for everybody, but they can choose the methodologies that are appropriate for their company, their market, and their budget.
Mm-hmm. And day three, what's going to be happening then?
Day three is where we pull it all together. That's where we help you develop actual action plans, and we're going to actually develop your company's story. We're going to figure out the unique selling proposition for your company and the key messages to get across on all your marketing and sales materials. We're going to use that then to also develop your sales scripts and your sales templates. So by the time you finish day three, you're going to have a complete sales marketing strategy with tactics and complete action plans ready to go.
Might not be completed in the end of 3 days, but you'll be on the right road. Tom, if people want further information about the program, Tom, how does someone sign up?
You can sign up on our website online at marketleaders.us.
Good. And there they'll find the matrix of investments for CEOs. And if the CEO would like to bring their chief marketing officer or their chief sales officer, those prices are indicated on the website.
Yeah, we have a breakdown for the three different days and what it would cost to bring extra personnel.
Good. This is a seminar, an educational program for CEOs. People will be a little bit confused when they notice that costs more to bring your marketing officer or your chief sales officer as opposed to the CEO coming himself?
Well, we've designed the program to be interactive and participatory, hands-on, and we have very limited space. We have 25 seats total. So
the program will be limited to the first 25 people who sign up, and the first program date. Tom, what is the first date?
The first date is April 24th.
Thanks for giving this information to our listeners.
This is Mike Roth and Ryan Mitten back again. Ryan, the flights run 4 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. I got that right.
Right, for New York and Chicago.
And Charlotte
is different? And Charlotte is Monday through Thursday.
And they leave out Friday.
Yeah, Charlotte's just Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
So if say someone wanted to get to Montauk or the Jersey Shore, it means they have to burn a Friday and a Monday.
Currently, the schedule, yes, if you wanted to do a weekend in the New York or Chicago area, you would leave Friday morning and return back to Cincinnati Monday evening.
Mm-hmm. Any thoughts to adding more flights on days?
Well, we're actually going to add more flights.
Really?
Our certification as it stands only allows us to fly 4 days a week. So we have filed for what is referred to as a commuter status.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in a process of obtaining that status. And when we have that, that'll allow us to fly as often as we want. And so our first rollout will be an additional flights to the New York area.
Sure.
And what that will likely look like, and it isn't set in stone, is we will add Wednesday, which has been a big request. And then we'll probably add a Monday return, early return. So to address your weekend issue that you mentioned off air, that you know you're going up to New York area and you have to burn that Monday, we'd like to have a Monday early return. So we'll go up in the morning as we do now, and then we'd immediately return. So
there'd be a 7:30 a.m. return from
Morristown. Around that time, so folks in that area could get back to Cincinnati in time for, you know, at least most of the day on Monday.
Yeah, that would be a great idea.
And we will be doing that. It's just a matter of time. It's a slow process, so we haven't received word on when we'll have that, but it's coming soon.
I'm a great advocate of the Islip Airport because that will pick up the people who want to go to Montauk Point. And booking a flight during the summer into Islip on the commercial airlines has always been, since the demise of Comair, a tremendous hassle.
Well, you
darn
could,
love seats.
You could probably say it's a hassle to most cities.
Yeah, I can agree with you there. Tell us a little bit more about the amenities on the plane.
Well, that's the fun part of what we do. We constantly receive a lot of feedback from our customers. And while the showing up 15 to 20 minutes before we depart is obviously a major, major perk, you know, people really seem to enjoy the onboard amenities. And that would be in the morning. We provide breakfast, which is obviously unheard of. And air travel.
Wow, you actually provide a real meal?
We do. We do an assortment of muffins or croissants, and those are made fresh at a local bakery, and they're delivered every morning. We do actually a homemade parfait as well that our flight attendants put together for breakfast. And then in the evening when you come back, we do a cheese and meat tray for each individual passenger.
Oh, really?
So it really is that kind of extra VIP experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then in addition to the snacks, we have a full beverage service. And that's all included in the experience. There's no additional fees. Our flight attendants aren't going to whip out one of those credit card machines and ask you for your credit card. It's all included, and you can have as much as you can I guess, enjoy in an hour flight.
Because your jets are a little bit smaller, are they affected as much as delays around New York, or is going into a less used airport save you all that hassle?
That's a great question, Mike. We are certainly susceptible to delays just like everyone else. However, it isn't nearly on the scale as other commercial airlines for a couple reasons. One, we do utilize, obviously, the smaller facility, so we're not getting stuck in the traffic of the major airlines. But the other thing is, a lot of the times when you're delayed on the commercial side, it's more because the aircraft didn't make it there or the crew didn't make it there.
Yeah, and that's what I call the stupid stuff.
Exactly. And you said it, I didn't. But it's a chain reaction. And we don't have that. Our crew is there. They're waiting. The plane is there. So, we very rarely, and I do mean rarely, are delayed or at the worst canceled. I could count on one hand in the 2 years that I've been here where we've had to cancel a flight. And that's been because of, obvious
weather issues.
Weather or, something crazy like that. So you won't really encounter that with us.
I was flying into, I must have been on Southwest. And I think it was Philadelphia that we were going into. The plane arrived 30 minutes early. We sat on the terminal tarmac for 45 minutes waiting for a gate to open up so they could dock the plane. Most irritating part of a flight.
Now, that's a major frustration. And, on the rare cases where we are stuck on a tarmac for something that's outside of our control, we like to make sure that everybody's comfortable. So we'll serve the beverages and the snacks. And
so you have restrooms on board, too?
We have a restroom on board.
Describe the seating on the plane.
The seating is actually really nice. It's leather, all leather appointed interior. The cabin is a 6'2". You can stand up in the middle, so it's it's roomy too. It's not, you're not jammed in there like some of these regional jets.
So, what's the seating like? Is it in a cross row? Is it one or two seats?
It's one and then two.
Okay, so there are three seats per row, and then you've got 10 rows.
Yeah, you've got a single row of single seats, and then doubles.
In-flight entertainment?
No in-flight entertainment. We do provide a Cincinnati magazine, if you'd like.
Okay.
It's one of our partners. But, the flight is so short, really. We joke a lot about the Chicago flight leaving in the morning at 7:30. It lands at 7:25. So it's actually the closest thing to time travel because you're actually...
Say that one again.
So we leave at 7:30,
right.
Cincinnati time.
Right.
You land Chicago 7:25.
Where in Chicago do you land?
We actually go to Midway in Chicago.
Okay, so that's a pretty good field.
Again, it's a private facility that we utilize. It's the same facility that anyone that's flying private would use. So a lot of times our passengers are, intermingling, so to speak, with some of the who's who's, the celebrities and the athletes, because they're utilizing the same facility that we are going in and out of all of our facilities.
That's great.
And actually, a lot of times our passengers will joke that they feel like a celebrity or they feel like a VIP because they truly are getting the same experience that those folks are getting.
Well, that's great. That's great. I feel a lot of the jet travel today is more like a cattle car.
Unfortunately, that's exactly what it is. It's how many folks can we move the most folks at once and get them to where they need to go. And a lot of times you do feel exactly like that.
They sell every seat. And maybe they have to do that to make a profit, but it leads to a lot of discomfort.
That's probably the best way to describe sometimes that commercial experience is uncomfortable.
Yeah, that was me this week. Do you have a special section for screaming children?
Well, we do allow children. I will say it's not very often we have children. Mm-hmm. We're obviously mostly our passengers are the business traveler. But we have actually become increasingly popular with the family because it's so easy. If you have children, you know what a challenge it is to fly commercial. And getting
hassle.
Through the process of the security and waiting and all of that goes into getting them on the plane. So families are really enjoying our service because there's a lot of a lot less headache showing up 15 minutes before departure than having to go through the hassle of the main airport, as you mentioned, Mike.
So main airport starts with parking.
Exactly. And you're already out how much, $20 a day, if that, something like that?
No, at our airport, $8 a day.
A little less, right?
Yeah, but it depends on where you park. You know, you could park for
$8. I guess if you wanted the VIP service, you would.
Yeah, you could pull right up to the curb. One of my friends runs Val Air.
Okay.
You know Kathy Mashenga?
I don't know Kathy.
Yeah, nice lady. If you get your invitation to the Rotary Club, you get a chance to meet
her.
Yeah,
I'd love to meet her.
They run a nice air shuttle parking service.
Mm-hmm.
I've used her many times because they take care of the car.
And that's always nice. And that's one of the things we hear a lot about from our customers is the appreciation of being able to park so close to the aircraft and being able to get in and out so quickly. And then, like I said earlier, there's no additional fee for that.
Let's talk about some of the things that you do. When someone buys a ticket, okay, let's say I'm going to travel on Friday and my business plans change and I have to travel 2 weeks later, is there a penalty I have to pay to change the booking?
There is no there's no fee or penalty outside of 24 hours. We will allow you to change that ticket, which is, as you know, contrary to what the commercial experiences a lot of times.
Commercial experiences, I'm going to lose $150.
Exactly. So we want to make it easy as possible. So we understand things are going to happen. We've all been in that situation.
My meeting changes.
And exactly. So we allow everyone up to 24 hours to make a change without a penalty. Mm-hmm. And then even within the 24 hours, we're going to work with you, and there's a very minimal fee. And if we can change that flight for you, we will. And that's one of our advantages is being able to make those last minute changes so that it can be as accommodating as possible to your schedule.
Do you do anything with your passengers in terms of booking Broadway shows over a weekend to put together, in quotation marks, packages?
You know, we don't have any packages. We haven't really gone down that road yet. Just quite frankly, we haven't needed to. But we love to make recommendations. And that's one of the things. We have an amazing team that handles all of our reservations. And we really appreciate the personalization that our team can offer. You know, when we call some of those other airlines, you don't know who you're going to talk to, right?
Yeah, I'm probably talking to the Philippines.
But with us, you're going to get one of four ladies, Barb, Debbie, Wendy, or Sharon.
And where are they?
And they're actually in Akron. That's our corporate office. We're based out of Akron. The shuttle program is headquartered here in Cincinnati. But our corporate office is in Akron.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those four ladies are going to answer the phone, and they will literally handle your trip start to finish. They'll take care of your ground transportation and any other hotel recommendations. We have some great hotel partners we can recommend.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So if I needed a hotel partner in Manhattan?
We can help. We can absolutely help with that. So we do, in some sense, act as a concierge. We're not booking a Broadway show for you, but we can definitely help you get in the right direction for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're stuck in the city, you might as well a show or two. I've done that a couple of times.
I've done it as well. I highly recommend it.
It's a great gig. And let's go back, and gee, time is really running away from us. Before we do that, we're going to have to take another commercial break.
Okay.
Ryan has agreed to take questions, so if you want to call in, the number is 646-595-4916, and the only time we can screen the calls to get them on the air is during these commercial breaks. So we'll be right back after we listen to Jimmy Fox talk about Tip Club, which is going to meet here in Cincinnati, I believe, the 18th of April.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Fox of Tip Club. Tip Club is a professional networking organization whose members help each other succeed. We meet once per month and provide a forum where business-to-business professionals are able to connect with more desirable opportunities and build long-term strategic partnerships. I'm inviting Cincinnati Business Talk listeners to come to our free networking event. You'll have the opportunity to meet new people, share leads and referrals, and grow your business through strategic alliances. Membership in our Cincinnati group is open to only one person per specific trade or occupation. Business-to-business professionals only, please. We do not accept multi-level marketing or recruiting-driven memberships. This is our only group in Cincinnati. We'll meet on the third Thursday of the month from 7:30 to 9 a.m. at Sandler Training by Roth & Associates, 4357 Ferguson Drive, Cincinnati, Ohio. This month, we will meet on Thursday, April 18th. If you'd like to reserve a seat, please go to www.tipclub.com and click on the Events tab. Then just scroll down the list of events until you come to the Cincinnati event. Or you may call 1-800-798-0270. That's 1-800-798-0270. Thank you, and we look forward to seeing you on the 18th.
This is Mike Roth. I'm back with Ryan Mitten of Ultimate Air Shuttle. Ryan, we talked about where you land in New York and Chicago. Where do you land in Charlotte?
In Charlotte, we land at the Charlotte Douglas Airport.
So that's the main airport.
The main airport.
Okay. Too bad I don't go to Charlotte often.
It's a great city. I spent a lot of time there the last couple of months as it was our newest destination. There's a lot going on there in the business community. It's considered the financial center of the South. So there's a lot of bank business there. And actually, one of our biggest customers has their largest regional office there, Fifth Third Bank. And that's a big reason why we started going there.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
How do people find out about Ultimate Air Shuttle? I mean, I've personally heard the radio commercials.
Well, I'm glad you heard the radio commercials.
Was I the only one?
No, thankfully you're not. But we approach our marketing from a lot of different angles. In fact, right now we're in actually 70 different outlets. So we do everything from radio and television to direct mail. Social media, obviously, is a big part of what we do. Magazines, newspaper. If it's out there, we've probably tried it or we're still doing it. And then we have a lot of great partnerships, sponsorships, if you will. We've got a great partnership with the Cincinnati Reds. You'll find our billboard out near the scoreboard in center field.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a great sponsorship agreement with the University of Cincinnati Athletics. So you'll find us in their athletic facilities. So We really market from a lot of different angles.
So are you marketing for Cincinnati origination because that's the center of the airline, or are you marketing in all three cities?
We do all three cities and here in Cincinnati. Now, certainly the bulk of what we do is here in Cincinnati because we obviously are going to three different cities. But in those three cities, we do a fair share of marketing to find folks in Charlotte and New York and Chicago that need to get to Cincinnati. You know, a lot of people, I don't think, realize, especially outside of Cincinnati, you know, how many Fortune 500 companies are headquartered here. I believe, I may be mistaken, but I think I'm accurate in saying this, there's more Fortune 500 companies in Cincinnati per capita than any other city. So there's actually a lot of travel coming here to meet mm-hmm. with those large companies. So we're very actively seeking those folks.
So you see origination in the New York and Chicago ends.
We do. We certainly do.
Okay. And maybe you've already said it, but what actually is your unique marketing advantage?
You know, we're very unique in that no one else does what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the really cool thing about this program, that it's right here in Cincinnati. And I think the community realizes that, and that's why we've thankfully been so successful. The community has embraced what is a very unique service. No one else offers a public charter on a schedule, on the type of schedule we do to the amount of cities that we do. So our, I would say, you know,
in Sandler here, we always suggest that people, strongly suggest that people define industry buzzwords so that everyone else doesn't get confused. So exactly what is a public charter?
A public charter is a scheduled service, for instance, as we have, you know, 4 days a week where you actually are experiencing a private charter, but it's open to the public. So anyone can book a ticket individually, just like you would a commercial ticket.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if I had 30 people to go to New York, I could buy every seat on the plane?
You could do that, absolutely. Or you could privately charter it on your own time, and that would be a private charter. That would be essentially your jet to go anywhere you want on the schedule you want. A public charter operates to the public on a set schedule.
Okay. Okay. So if I had 20 people to go to New York and I wanted to leave at 1 o'clock in the afternoon,
That would be private.
I wanted to fly to Teterboro as opposed to...
Take you anywhere you want. In fact, we're certified to fly anywhere in the United States, Canada, Mexico, and the Caribbean. And we do quite a bit of that. In fact, you know, the bigger side of our business is that private side. We do a lot of business with NCAA athletics.
Mm-hmm.
Our jet being 30 seats. Seats the basketball and smaller teams very comfortably.
What's the range of the jet?
We can go 1,000 miles, and then we have to refuel. But, you know, a nice thing about a jet is it's not a building. We can go anywhere. So our jets are positioned all over the country.
Mm-hmm. The company as a whole has how many jets?
Eight. We have eight in our fleet.
Mm-hmm.
They're all Dornier 328s, which is... a German aircraft. I think I mentioned that off the air.
Off the air. Tell everyone about the aircraft because I had never heard of it.
Well, and I mentioned to you that's probably because there's not a lot of them in existence. There's only about 100 of them out there.
Are they still making them?
No. They started making them in 2000, 2002.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you know, the economy crashed. So
in 2008.
They stopped making them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're still out there. And actually, you can purchase some. There's some for sale. That, you know, if there's anyone listening that wants to invest in buying an aircraft for us, we'd love to talk to them because that's you know where we're at in terms of our growth is, you know, we'd like to start adding additional cities, and in order to do that, we need more aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very nice it's a very nice commuter jet. Nice thing about it is it's got a great cruising speed of up to 450 miles an hour. It's very comfortable. And it doesn't require a very long runway
mm-hmm.
for takeoff or landing, so it allows us to get in and out of some of the smaller private, you know, airports.
Mm-hmm. Whose engines are on it?
It's actually Pratt & Whitney.
Oh, mm-hmm. Not General Electric.
No.
Okay.
No, it's not.
Well, that's a good American company, at least. let's see. Again, Ryan has asked if anyone has any questions to call. 646-595-4916. And I'm going to ask Ryan one more question before we go to break. What do you think are the biggest opportunities for Ultimate, the opportunities and possibilities?
Well, right now, you know, no pun intended, the sky's the limit in terms of our growth.
If I had a snare drop.
you know, our biggest opportunity is we just need more aircraft. And, you know, as you know, that's not, you know, that's not a cheap investment. So as we continue to grow and buy more aircraft, we'll be able to expand this out to more destinations, not only out of Cincinnati, but we'll look at other destinations that originate out of, you know, Pittsburgh or Cleveland, some of the other areas here regionally. You know, I would say, and I don't know if this was exactly your question, but, you know, one of the, I think the biggest thing that we have to overcome as an organization in terms of, you know, when we're trying to find potential passengers is helping people understand that anyone can do this. Anyone can buy a ticket. It's not cost prohibitive. It's not expensive. It's something that a lot of times I mentioned at the beginning of the show is less expensive than a commercial ticket. So anyone out there who needs to get to New York, Chicago, or Charlotte can use our service and enjoy all the amenities that are considered VIP. And buy a ticket. So that's probably our biggest challenge is just making people understand, hey, yeah, it's a very VIP experience that a lot of people get to exclusively use, but you actually can buy a ticket and you can experience it.
Sure, without buying a whole jet for $15,000.
Or more.
Yes. Okay. We're going to take a short commercial break. Again, Ryan has agreed to answer questions, so if you want to call in, the number is 646-595-4916.
This is Mike Roth, Cincinnati's most experienced Sandler trainer. Many salespeople tell us business was really easy. They likened it to gathering fruit in an orchard full of ripe trees. They gathered the low-hanging fruit. They had to get baskets to pick up the fruit that was already fallen. They never had to climb a tree. They worked this way for 10 or 15 years. Given the strong economy, this was no problem. What are you hearing now? The economy has slowed down. Salespeople are competing on price. There's still business now, but salespeople have to work harder. The fruit has not fallen from the tree, and there's no low-hanging fruit. The fruit is there, but it's higher up in the tree. The problem is their salespeople have forgotten how to climb. Do your salespeople know how to climb? If you or your team needs to learn how to climb through and up out of tough economic times, call me, Mike Roth, at 513-646-6523 or check our website at rothconsulting.net. This message is short and to the point. In business, you don't get paid for what you know, you get paid for what you sell. Yet many salespeople leave their skills to chance. They often think, let me think it over. They write proposals that go nowhere. They lower their price to get the order. They wind up chasing prospects through the voicemail maze. It doesn't have to be that way. The best salespeople were not born great. They learned it. I'm Mike Roth of Roth & Associates. We're famous for our expensive, difficult sales training. We're not for everyone. We build the best sales prospectors and sales negotiators on the planet. Are you in sales? Are you ready to get deadly serious about your career that feeds your family? Are you ready to make a change? Call me, Mike Roth, at 513-646-6523. Sandler's most experienced trainer in Cincinnati, 646-6523.
This is Mike Roth. I'm back with Ryan Mitten of Ultimate Air Shuttle. Ryan, let me throw a question I'd like to ask at you.
All right.
We have a theory here that simple solutions to complex problems are almost invariably wrong. Therefore, if you want to solve a complex problem, you need an equally complex solution to solve it. Perhaps you could share with our listeners and other CEOs a complex problem that you were confronted with and the complex solution you came up with to solve it?
Well, you know, I don't know how complex it was, but, you know, one of the things that we noticed very quickly out of the gates with our Charlotte flight was that we had not a lot of response on the Monday flight coming home. And, you know, we were hearing quite a bit of feedback that we had folks that wanted to get to Cincinnati. And so, you know, we basically gathered our resources in terms of our team. And I guess that's where why I'm sharing this is, you know, when you have those problems within your organization, you know, it's important to involve everyone so that you get the best possible solution. And through, you know, meeting and getting everyone on board, we decided to make a change to that schedule, which we had not done before. You know, we pretty much stuck with the same schedule in all of our cities. And as a result of changing that time, now we have an immediate return when we go to Charlotte on Monday morning. We're seeing a much more greater response and uptick in the passenger counts on that Monday flight. So I guess I would say I'm fortunate that in our organization in the last 2 years, you know, things have gone pretty smooth. But, you know, when we do have those times where, you know, problems come up, you know, we're very much about involving the whole team to come up with the solution.
Only it begs this question. So you fly the plane to Chicago, an hour flight, whatever. And the plane comes back from Chicago to Cincinnati at 5:15.
I think I know what you're going to ask, but go ahead.
What is the plane doing between those hours?
What's it doing all day?
Is it sitting there gathering dust?
You know, that's probably one of our biggest questions, and the answer is no. Actually, I mentioned earlier the bigger side of our business is the on-demand private charter. So as soon as that jet lands, if we're doing our job right, which a lot of times, thankfully, we are, that jet will go somewhere else. And do a run that's scheduled, you know, maybe for a corporation or a sports team, or we even do actually a great deal of casino work. We'll move high rollers for some of the bigger casino companies from casino to casino. So
You might go Chicago, Vegas, and then get back to Chicago for 5:15.
Right, and we do a lot of that. There are certainly days where the aircraft sits there. That's not the ideal situation, you know. If it's not in the air, it's not making money. So in those situations, the crew hangs out. They, you know, maybe go play around golf, but we like to have that aircraft in the air as often as possible. So a lot of times that jet is scheduled to do something during the day.
Yeah, I'm old enough to remember the old New York Eastern Airlines air shuttle between New York and Boston, New York and Washington, D.C. And their rule was, if you got there as a passenger for the 8 a.m. flight and they had filled every seat, which happened to me on many occasions, they would roll out another aircraft. I remember on one occasion they rolled out, instead of a jet, they rolled out some old DC-7 with props.
Did you get on that?
Oh, yeah. There were about eight of us got on that whole big plane. It was a great experience. Now they delayed the flight's departure, hoping a few more people would arrive.
Sure. Maximize that aircraft.
But the legroom was just mammoth. it was a good experience.
That's cool.
Could you guys do the same kind of thing?
Where we wait. If we have an overflow,
through on the second plane?
No, we can't because of the certification that we have only allowing us to fly four times a week. So that would cut into those four times that we already have scheduled, and we have to stick to the schedule that we have. Now, when we have the commuter status, you know, we will have an additional flight time, but because we're a scheduled service. I don't anticipate or see where we would ever just kind of have a, you know, as you shared the story, have another jet roll in. We have to do everything pretty calculated. So it will always operate on a schedule, but we will be, like I said earlier in the show, able down the road to have additional flight times outside of the four that we have right now.
So it's conceivable that you could have a second run to New York,
yes,
leaving at a more reasonable 9:30 in the morning.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what we'll be doing.
And then coming back at a more reasonable 7:30 or 8 p.m.
Right.
Okay. And what about additional airports?
In terms of additional cities or?
Islip, Peterborough.
Well, you know, there's certainly always that chance, you know, especially New York. You know, if we have a little bit of a dilemma in terms of where we fly right now in Morristown. Even though we will be deemed a commuter airline, they're not a commuter airport. So
what are they?
They're a private airport. So we would still have to fly somewhere else when we add that additional flight. And we're still working out what that would look like, where we might go. So, yeah, I mean, there's always that opportunity. The bigger opportunity is our expansion into other cities. And that's really where we, you know, are looking down the road is, What cities will be best serviced out of Cincinnati? And that's where we're listening to the feedback of our customers to find out, you know, where would they like to see us go next?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Makes a lot of sense. Why don't you tell our listeners what you're doing? I'm going to skip the internet as a subject. We don't have that much time left. We only got about 3 minutes.
UltimateAirShuttle.com, if I forget to mention it.
Good. And if they want to contact you directly after the show, how do they do that, Ryan?
You know what? I have no problem handing out my cell phone. It's 513-257-3184, and I encourage anyone that has any questions about the program to please contact me.
Good. I'm glad we got that in. You've run hotel properties, so you've been a leader.
Yes.
Good. Can you give our listeners one leadership tip?
You know, my biggest leadership tip, and you probably hear this a lot, but I really believe in it, is just leading by example and not being afraid, and not even saying that, but actually, you know, walk the talk. You know, as a hotel manager and even with what I do now, you know, even though I was the manager at a hotel, I wasn't afraid to, you know, do the dishes because you have to do that sometime. And those types of things as a leader, I think, communicate volumes and really go a long way in terms of gaining the trust and the respect, of course, of the folks that are helping you accomplish whatever goal it is that you're going after.
Good, good. Walk the talk and don't be afraid to roll up your sleeves.
That's right.
Great leadership tips. Ryan? I want to thank you for being here on the show with us. I'm going to give you a copy of Sandler's latest book, The 11 Sandler Success Principles.
Thank you.
It was released about a year ago, went to number one on the Amazon bestseller list. Great book. There's a new Sandler book about ready to come out. If you go to Sandler.com on some days, the pre-release of that book is there. And you can pre-reserve your copy. I think it's on sales management, which is a book that we've had in the inventory for maybe 2 years. Great collaborative work that we put together. Again, thanks for being on the show. And Scott, why don't you take it away?
Thanks for listening. If you have questions or comments, contact Mike at mikeroth@rothconsulting.net or call Mike at 513-753-9400.